In Elfin Cove, residents continue to clean up after a fire 2 weeks ago that destroyed a lodge and restaurant. In Sitka, meanwhile, relief efforts are being organized by the restaurant owner's daughter, who says help is still needed in the community's rebuilding effort. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Lillian Piedra grew up in the large three-story house that was home to the Coho Bar and Grill, run by her mother, Shirley Perkins.
They make a wonderful blue cheeseburger, mushroom blue cheeseburger that's really good. And then, of course, there's always the pizza. And she has everything, you know, smoked salmon and cream cheese, and it gets pretty elaborate.
The Coho was part cafe and part gathering place in Elfin Cove, a community 70 miles west of Juneau that fluctuates between a population of a dozen or so in the winter and a couple hundred in the summer. The cafe, the attached home, and the neighboring Cove Lodge charter business were all destroyed by fire on June 19th. Everyone made it out, including Shirley and Lillian's sister, Mercedes. Lillian now lives in Sitka. She has a young son, which means traveling to Elfin Cove to help deal with the disaster is not an option.
The only real thing that I could do to help them was to organize something and try to get donations and things to help out the community and the people that lost everything.
And so that's exactly what she's doing. So far, she says donations are slow but steady. Some shoes have come in, and donations have come from all over.
There was even a wonderful woman over in Tenneke Springs who called me up and wanted to make a donation. She sent over a whole bunch of Carhartts and work gloves and things. And, you know, all the guys were just so happy to get that. And it was really nice. Someone out of town, you know, that just stepped forward and wanted to make a donation.
Lillian says she's organizing a benefit dinner for the cafe sometime in October. In the meantime, more donations of either materials or money are appreciated.
Size 8 or 9 men's wide tennis shoes would be really helpful. You know, they could still use some actual, like, Grundin-type work pants, some rain gear. We did get some, like, wind-type resistant pants, but some actual rain gear would be really nice. You know, even if somebody wants to make, like, a small donation of cash, that way we could go out and buy some stuff for the people.
Lillian says her mother wants to move forward and rebuild, restoring a place known for its mushroom blue cheeseburgers and pizza, but valued for so much more than that.
I think if she wasn't able to come up with something and rebuild, I think a lot of people would be at a loss, and it would just be so wonderful, you know, if she could get on her feet again and keep moving forward.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.